Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is December 4th, 2005, the Feast of St. John of Damascus. When John was born around the turn of the 8th century, the city of Damascus was controlled by the Islamic Caliph of that city. Nevertheless, John's father was a Christian and a tax collector, and when he was old enough, John himself took over the business. But in about 715, John left his work and his hometown and entered the monastery of St. Sabas, which was near Jerusalem. He lived in the monastery in relative obscurity until the Emperor Leo forbade the veneration of icons in the year 726. Leo's rationale was that they were idols, and that the people were worshipping them instead of God. John, however, was a supporter of the holy images, and he wrote three treatises against the iconoclasts. His defense was based on drawing a distinction between the veneration of images and worship, which he agreed was due to God alone. Though the controversy was not decided in his favor during his lifetime, when the use of icons eventually experienced a resurgence, it was John's distinction between veneration and worship that made it possible. Even if you or your church are not the kind that venerates icons, all Episcopalians can thank John of Damascus for his other contribution to our liturgical life. He wrote three popular Easter hymns that appear in the hymnal 1982. Interestingly, all of John's hymns were translated into English by John Mason Neal, whom we will remember on August 7th. John also, like Gregory the Great, devised a method of musical notation that made congregational singing easier. Though he participated in many of the great technical theological controversies of his day, he served mostly as a compiler of previous thought, rather than as an original scholar in his own right. It is his defense of the beauty of icons and his hymnody that give him continuing relevance for the faithful today. As you sit in church and hear the beautiful music and see the lovely liturgical art that surrounds you, if you find that they are an aid to your prayer, say a prayer of thanks to God for the life and work of St. John of Damascus. Let us pray. Confirm our minds, O Lord, in the mysteries of the true faith, set forth with power by your servant John of Damascus, that we, with him, confessing Jesus to be true God and true man, and singing the praises of the risen Lord, may, by the power of the resurrection, attain to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of St. Clement of Alexandria. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.